United States President Donald Trump has announced that Washington is exploring the normalization of ties with Syria, following a historic meeting with Syria's interim president Ahmed al-Shara, the first such encounter in over two decades. Trump confirmed the development on Wednesday during a summit with Gulf Cooperation Council, GCC, leaders in Saudi Arabia's capital, Riyadh. He also said the U.S. would be lifting all sanctions imposed on Syria. With the support of the great leaders in this room, we are currently exploring normalizing relations with Syria's new government, Trump said. He described the lifting of sanctions as a fresh start for the war-ravaged nation, and added that he had consulted with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman and Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan about the move. The White House said U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio will hold talks with Syrian Foreign Minister Assad al-Shaibani in Turkey to continue discussions on bilateral ties. According to a White House statement, Trump urged al-Shara during their meeting to deport Palestinians classified as terrorists, sign the Abraham Accords with Israel, and assume responsibility for Islamic State, ISIS, detention centers in northeast Syria. The meeting came after months of speculation following the toppling of former President Bashar al-Assad in December, during a rapid offensive by opposition fighters aligned with al-Shara. Trump's declaration was met with applause from Arab leaders present at the summit and celebrations in several Syrian cities on Tuesday night. The announcement marks a dramatic shift in U.S. foreign policy towards Syria and is likely to reshape the country's diplomatic position in the region after decades of isolation.